Hi there, this is David Gibson. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. Today's show is about the Genome Project, which is a research project to map out the frequency body in detail, which is really the beginning of a new science of medicine for that will actually not hurt us and cost us a huge amount of money. So our intention for the show today is that we may all ultimately be perfectly healthy. Just imagine we're all in a state of health all the time. What a thought, huh? That's our intention. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about a few things happening at the school. We just started a new semester here, so if you wanted to jump in, you could. At the Institute here in San Francisco, where we just started the certificate program, which is 3.5 months, and that goes right into the degree program if you wanted to continue. It's a few nights a week and some weekends. We also have the online version that is starting actually this Thursday, September 19th. Is that right? Yeah, September 19th. And that's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time, and Saturday mornings, 10 to 1. You can also watch videos of the classes if you can't make those times, or you can do a combination and join the classes live with the live instructors. We've got about 10 different live instructors. Actually, in the degree program, it's about 25 live instructors. And then you can always watch the video. And then we can do a check-in every few weeks to answer questions if you can only watch videos. Also, you're welcome to do the classes online and to come to the school if you can make it for a weekend or for the summer intensive and do some classes online and some at the Institute. Or if you live just a little ways away, you still do the hybrid program and do half and half, you know, at the school and online, because there's a lot of classes online that are really just totally exactly the same as at the school. We do really cool stuff online. We do toning and chanting and mantras and healing on each other and get really high with sound and vibration. So it does work really well. We also have the audio production program, which is about tuning into sounds and music in a way that will affect people in a much deeper way. So you learn how to use a digital audio workstation, use a computer for recording, and also work on recording, mixing, and producing. Of course, my book in audio, The Art of Mixing, has been the number one selling book in the world for now 12 years. It's in every major school. And The Art of Producing, my book, The Art of Producing, is the top-selling book in producing as well. So you'll get a copy of The Art of Mixing in that class. We also have that program online as well. It just started here at the school, so you could just jump in. Online starts, it actually just started right just last week, so you could jump in there, or you could start in a couple of weeks if you'd like. And it's really powerful program for learning how to produce music, also how to add binaural beats and entrainment and special frequencies into your music. We also have a lot of events coming up that are really cool. First of all, we have the Power of Love concert on Sunday, October 27th at the Brava Theater here in San Francisco. We've done about 9 Sound of Love concerts, and they've been really really amazing in some really beautiful sacred temples. This one, we're adding rock guitar. You know, the idea is Pink Floyd with love. So we got a screaming guitar player, we got drums and bass, but it's all still about opening the heart and bringing people to a state of peace. Because when you get really powerful, and then you break down and get really peaceful, the peace is even more profound when you've already gone to the top of the mountain. The valley is really beautiful. Right? So it's some amazing players. I mean, we have one of the top alto sax players in the Bay Area. We have one of the top keyboardists, one of the top guitar players. It's going to be a really spectacular show with some really amazing visuals as well. So that's Sunday, October 27th, $20 until September 25th, and it goes up after that. We've also got some meetups coming up. We have a group healing this Friday, September 20th, at the Institute for $5, where we're going to do, everybody's going to do a healing on one person, and then we'll switch off to the next person. And we grab all of the equipment from our store. So we've got a huge number of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemical bowls, gongs and tingshas and drums. And we use them all with voice on one person. It's really effective. It's really powerful. And that's this Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. And on Friday, October 4th, we've got another meetup of Sound of Chakras. We're going to be going through all the different frequencies and pitches of chakras, and then using bowls and voice to resonate each chakra. It's a very powerful meetup. We've done this many times. It's also a class we do, and it's only $5. We also have an open house on Sunday, October 6th, from 1 to 6 p.m., where we're going to be resonating love and light and doing many heart-opening sound meditations, talking about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's a powerful day where you're vibrating in bliss by the end of the day. That's Sunday, October 6th. We have a special class coming up on October 1st and 2nd with Crystals, Gems, and Grids, with Kelly Elliott, who's a specialist in crystals and gems. And she's going to talk about how to use crystals and gems with sound, and also talk about the crystals and gems that have been embedded into the alchemical bowls. Because when they're in the bowls embedded, the energy of the crystal or gem comes through into your body by way of the harmonic structure. On November 1st, we have a Tibetan bowl concert with Karma Moffat. Amazing concerts. I mean, just he's got like 100 different sounds that he plays, and it's like the most amazing chakra journey you could imagine. And then on November 3rd, one of our previous graduates, Maureen Kelly, is coming down, and she's doing a whole workshop on chakras. And what she does is she looks at the musical relationships, the musical intervals between the chakras. So she'll talk about moving energy from one chakra to another, or connecting two different chakras to do healing for specific issues. And it's really amazing. She's written a whole book about it, and she's going to be presenting on November 3rd from 1 to 4 p.m. for just $20. Another thing that's really cool is we're just about completed the first sound healing combination, sound healing table and chair. It's a table so you can lay on your stomach and get a massage, or it's a chair that you can set up and have a whole chair. It's really amazing. It's got foam in it. What is it? The memory foam that is really cushy, and it's also all the speakers are mounted to golden mean ratios, and we're also going to be adding on some foot massagers, so that you'll be able to put on these platform sandals and have speakers on the bottom of your feet, because the bottom of the feet are the best portal to get sound into your body. And so you'll be able to use those separately or lay on the sound table and have them going into your body. We're also now working on an EFT unit so that we'll have speakers in a suit all over the acupuncture points in your body, and you'll be able to get a whole EFT treatment with sound. When you use sound for EFT, it's even more powerful than doing the tapping, the emotional freedom technique. So that's on the way as well. So some cool technologies coming down the vibrational pipe, so to speak. We also, of course, have a lot of treatments we're doing online still. We can find your soul frequency. We do a lot of treatments at the school. You can get a massage on the sound table, be vibrated into bliss. And finally, we've still got the book, the complete Guide to Sound Healing. We've sold about 400 books in the last few months, and we've got an ebook version, and we've got an interactive version, and the physical book. You can find that at CompleteGuideToSoundHealing.com. You can find all this information at SoundHealingCenter.com, SoundHealingCenter.com, and all of the products at our store as well. We have an online store, and we have a physical store with crystal bowls and Tibetan poles and all types of stuff. That's what's happening at the school. So let me tell you about the Genome Project. I'm really excited about it. You know, it's about finding all of the frequencies in the body from cell to soul. And it's an open resource research project, so anybody can submit research. But the thing is, it will be categorized into three different categories. The first category is repeatable research that is basically clinical research. And the key here is, for any research, we'll be able to tell people precisely where it came from and how the research was done. Because there's so many products out there and so much information about frequencies and sound healing, and they don't tell you how they found it. I mean, was it from a psychic, or where did it come from? And very little of it was actually repeatable research, you know, clinical research. So there'll be three categories: the clinical research. The second category will be research that's done with things like Rife boxes that can find a frequency of something, or muscle testing, techniques that are actually, or even pendulums for that matter, techniques that are really powerful and can really pin down some frequencies, but the main techniques that the mainstream doesn't necessarily subscribe to. But you can still get good information, so we will include it. And the third type of research that will, third type of category is information from psychics and downloads, which, you know, we don't want to really throw out any babies with the bathwater. So we'll include that as well. Because if we start finding that multiple psychics are coming up with the same frequency on something, that could mean something. Or if the psychic frequencies that people are coming up with are the same frequencies from the clinical research, then we really know something. Then it's really cool. Currently, most of the information I've seen from psychics for frequencies, never, hardly, in fact, I was going to say hardly ever, but I should say the truth, never seem to correspond to other psychics. So it will be really cool when we finally get some definitive information. Now, here's the tricky part with all of this. Frequencies, there are many frequencies in any part of the body. For example, in the heart, there is the frequency of the spaces or chambers in the heart. Depending on the size of the chambers in your heart, there is a resonant frequency between the walls of those four little chambers inside your heart. And you can actually, I mean, that this is not woo-woo. There's an actual mathematical formula that tells you precisely what that frequency will be based on the thickness of the fluid, based on the size of that space inside your heart. And so that frequency is going to be different from person to person because people have different size hearts. And we're not talking about amount of caring and love here. Okay. So there are, in many of the organs, frequencies that are going to be completely different from person to person. There's also many frequencies that are going to be the same. In the heart, there's the muscles of the heart. The muscle material from person to person is pretty much the same, maybe a little bit different. But it's, for the most part, the muscle material is very much the same. Now, there's another frequency besides the muscle material, which will be that particular muscle. That is based on the size of the muscle, once again. So that will be different, but the muscle material will be very similar from person to person. I assume that, and we'll find out with this research, I assume that the cells within the muscle, within the heart, whether it's the cells within the neurons or within the heart muscles or the cells within the blood, are going to be very similar frequency from person to person. I assume the blood will be similar, although blood might be different from person to person depending on their blood type, right? But and there might be minor differences, but blood is blood. It's not like it's going to be that drastically different from person to person, whereas things that are dependent on size will be different from person to person. But overall, every organ and every part of the body, including cells and bones and ligaments and skin, everything has one overall main frequency. So even though the heart's got many frequencies, it's going to have one home note. This is the way all music is. It's the way all sounds are. All sounds have a fundamental home note. And it's the way everything is. In fact, in physics, that's the number one thing that defines what something is its home note and the rate of vibration of its home note. The other thing that defines what it is all of the different harmonics. And that is all of the other frequencies that we're talking about, as far as the muscle frequencies, the blood frequencies, all the different component parts that make up the heart, including the cells. So there's all these different harmonics, but the overall heart is going to have one main home note. And again, that home note could be different. It could be the same when you look at the overall note. I'm not sure. I imagine it could very well, the overall note of the heart, even though there's many frequencies that are the same, I imagine it could be different from person to person. And every organ could be a little bit different overall from person to person. So here's the deal, because it could get very complex having to test every person in the world, right? Or having to test every person to see what the frequency of their heart is. But this is what the big assumption is in the Genome Project. And that is that the relationships from one part of the body to another part of the body are going to have a specific relationship, or since we're talking frequency here, a specific musical interval from one part of the body to the other. For example, I assume, and we'll find this is to be proven in the research, I assume that the overall frequency of my heart has a specific musical relationship. So if the overall frequency of my heart happened to be a C, I would say that the overall musical note of the liver would be a specific musical interval. Well, it's going to be a musical interval in me, right? But I would say that that musical interval is the same in all of us. I would say that the relationship of the parts have a specific harmony, and that's what makes the whole body work together, right? The body is in complete harmony, and all of our bodies have the basic same layout of harmony. So I would say not only is each organ going to have a specific musical relationship to other organs, but also all of the cells. There are 210 types of cells, and I bet you that within the relationship of this one cell to another, one type of cell to another, is going to be a specific musical interval that is the same from person to person, unless that person is sick and things aren't in harmony. But in a healthy person, there is a specific musical relationship between all the parts of the body. Now, there might be certain parts of the body that are more malleable than others, maybe in the digestive tract, but I think for the most part, there's going to be these musical relationships will be very stable for a healthy person, because it's just like they have to be in harmony very specifically for all the parts to work together. That's the main assumption to be proven. And I really feel strongly about this. This is going to work out. And what's cool, if we find that musical relationship between all the parts of the body, well, all we have to do then is check out just a few parts of the body in a particular person. Find out what the main frequency is of, like, the heart, what the main frequency is of different parts of the body, and of three or four parts. And then that will give us the entire template, because all of the rest of the frequencies of all the rest of the organs will be based on the musical interval template that we've discovered. And then you can take that entire musical interval template, and put it in like an iPhone or iPod or on your computer, or make a CD of it, and we can then resonate everybody into the perfect harmony that they were born with, the harmony of a person. Amazing, huh? So this is part of it. Now, ultimately, I think what this is going to lead to is very specific. I mean, this is no small deal, right? Looking at every cell, there's 70 trillion cells in the body. I mean, there's 210 types, so that makes it a little bit easier. And we're going to go through all the different parts here in a second, but this is no small project. But basically what it's going to do is lead to a whole field of medicine that is very specifically based on frequency, because that's what everything is. Everything is vibration. And everything is healthy when it's vibrating at the frequency it is meant to vibrate at. A lot of people, including Barbara Brannon, say that the fourth aura, the etheric template, actually carries the template of perfection for every organ and every part of the body. And in fact, you know, we don't really know how a wound or a little cut on the body heals. Science and medicine really doesn't have a clue where the information comes from to heal a wound, so that after a couple of weeks, there's not even a scar on a lot of wounds, a lot of little cuts we get. It's like perfect. And that's amazing. Where does that information come from? And they say it's in the etheric template. So really what we're looking at here is finding the frequencies and frequency relationships of all the parts within the etheric template that Barbara Brannon says is carried in our fourth aura, called the etheric template. Very cool. But it gets a little more complex. Through the research we've done so far at the Institute, it's become very clear that it's not just the frequencies that make a healthy system, and it's not even the musical intervals that make a healthy system precisely. That's important, really important. What's really the most important of all is the flow of energy from one frequency in the body or one part of the body to another part, from one musical interval to another. Here's a good example. In acupuncture points, there's actually a book that I've got called Bioresonance, according to Paul Schmidt. And this book has all of the frequencies of the acupuncture points. But what makes a healthy meridian is not just that those acupuncture points are humming, or even the relationship is perfect, which is important. But what's important is the flow of energy through that meridian. So if you've got one acupuncture point that's a C, and another one that is a note of G, then the energy flowing through that meridian is playing a song. It's going, ooh, 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 ooh. And as it goes through all the acupuncture points, the energy flowing through the acupuncture point is singing a whole song. Ooh, ooh, ha, 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 hi, you. Depending on what those acupuncture points, and depending on the meridian. So what makes a healthy meridian or acupuncture system is the quality of the flow through all of the system. And the frequency and the musical intervals are really just the structure that allows the flow to flow. So getting those frequencies humming at the frequencies that they're meant to be allows the flow. So the quality of the flow is really becomes the whole deal. You know, if you don't have good quality of flow through your blood, you know, you could have a stroke or a heart attack. If you don't have good flow through your nervous system, I mean, you could be shaky. I mean, or have Parkinson's for that matter. If you don't have good flow through your digestive system, it's constipation. It's a mess. Actually, it's not a mess. It's a constipation. No. If you don't have good flow through the energy of your muscles, then you can't move smoothly. And that's really important in dance or just smooth movement. It's all about good flow, not to mention good flow of energy and spirit and source energy through the body. It's all, when you come down to it, it's all about smooth flow. When someone is dead, they've still got frequencies of cells. They've got combinations of frequencies or tones or timbres, which are the organs and parts of the body, but they don't have any flow. A dead person has no flow. The flow of energy and blood and everything, the music, is gone. So really, when you get down to it, the whole deal is to find the musical flow of a person. A lot of people call this your soul song. And there's a lot of people that's their whole way they work, is they find your soul song. I've talked before about this African tribe where they actually, when a baby's going to be born, the women go out into the woods and they find the soul song of the baby. When the baby's born, they sing the baby's soul song to it. When they go through puberty, they sing it again. When they get married, they sing it. When they die, they sing their soul song to the person. And when a person has aberrant behavior or antisocial behavior or rip some people off or anything, they don't punish them. They sing their soul song to them. So ultimately, the trick here is to find the person's soul song of how that energy is flowing through this template of perfection through the body. Now, I assume that that's a bit different from person to person, because there's so many possibilities of energy flowing through all these musical intervals within the body. It's nice to get the template happening so all the musical intervals are right, and that is the whole core of the Genome Project, but to get the actual flow, and boy, other than doing it intuitively, I can imagine that there's going to be a time where we'll have equipment, where we'll be able to tap in at a level and know precisely how to find a soul song in a person. You know, maybe we just look at the acupuncture points and use an electromagnetic device to pick it up. I mean, there's many devices that are picking up amazing information, detailed information in the body. I mean, maybe it's even in the frequency of the chakras, the relationship of them in a person, the way it flows through them. I mean, there's many places we might find it, and I think ultimately we will be able to find a person's soul song. But that's a little too complex at this point right now, other than through psychic information. Okay? But that's ultimately what we're going to be looking for. Okay? Let's take a little break here. Let's see what song we want to play. And let's listen to the song Energetic Detox. This song is actually a quantum energy field in music, in musical intervals, actually, of releasing and detoxing the body, especially heavy metals. So let's listen to Energetic Detox, and then we'll continue with this. By the way, we're going to be doing that song in the Power of Love concert with electric guitar and vocals and everything. It should be really, really powerful. I want to share this quote from Anfinsen. He was born in 1916. He's a renowned biochemist and Nobel Prize winner. Here's the quote. "It struck me recently that one should really consider the sequence of a protein molecule about to fold into a precise geometric form as a line of melody written in a canon form and so designed by nature to fold back into itself, creating harmonic chords of interaction consistent with biological function." We are just one big harmonic, unbelievably harmonic symphony. That's the key. We are totally in harmony. Our body is totally in harmony. I mean, the amount of harmony in our system is just amazing. There is so few out-of-tune notes and so few buzzes and such in our system. Even if we're really got a disease or anything, there's still, I mean, if out of 70 trillion cells, there's still probably at least another 69 trillion or more that are humming just normally. It's just an unbelievable harmony. So let me go into a bit more detail as to how complex this is. I mean, it's when you get into it, it's really amazing. First of all, there's the 210 types of cells. So we're looking at the relationship of all those cells to each other. And also, the electrochemical reactions are just multiple frequencies triggering each other. There are 206 bones in the body. There's actually a book by June Weider that talks about the frequencies of the spine. And every bone has a relationship to a frequency of another bone. There are 640 muscles, so there are musical intervals between all the muscles, those 640 muscles. Every tendon, ligament, and cartilage has its own frequency and their relative frequencies between them. Then there's all the organs. There's the heart. There's the liver. There's the kidneys, the pancreas, the stomach, the gallbladder, the spleen. All of those are going to have frequencies relative to each other. All of the endocrine glands, I think these are really important. When we find the frequencies of the endocrine glands and the frequencies of the hormones, because there are so many hormones that do specific things, and there's only three chemical types of hormones. So when we find the frequencies of those, we're going to be able to trigger all types of things. If we can trigger the pineal gland, we're talking about triggering a connection to source, opening up our connection to source. We can trigger the hypothalamus and pituitary to open the third eye, or the frequency of the thyroid so we can get rid of all the thyroid disease, or the thymus to open us to universal love, the adrenals to get rid of all the adrenal fatigue that people have, and not to mention the testes and ovaries. Okay? Then the neurons. There's three different types of neurons, sensory neurons, motor neurons, and interneurons. So we'll find the frequencies of all the neurons. And then all the different parts of the brain, the frontal lobes, parietal lobes, occipital lobes, temporal lobes, all the parts of the cerebral cortex, the brainstem and the cerebellum. And then, probably the holy grail here, is the frequency of the DNA and genes. Oh my God, this is really amazing when you look at this. Because, you know, there are four main frequencies in DNA. There's A, C, G, and T, which is adenine, cytosine, guanine, and thymine. And each one of those proteins, I assume those are proteins, have a frequency. And what's interesting in the DNA with the wrap, there's a opposite frequency as well. So there's musical intervals between the two strands of the DNA going up and down. It's really very musical, and that is a whole amazing world once we get the frequencies of those figured out. Acupuncture, we already mentioned, talked about acupuncture. Metabolic rates. There are rhythms in the body that are relative to each other. I assume the heart rate is relative to your brainwave rates. The cranial sacral frequency is relative to all of that. Even your walking rate is relative to your brain waves and your heart rate. Then there's the frequencies of all the fluids in the body. You got the water, the blood, different frequencies of A, O, B, and AB type blood. You got the lymphatic system, the saliva. You got all the different fluids in the body, which are all going to have different frequencies for them, whether it's tears, sweat, you know, cerebrospinal fluid. Then there's the frequencies of all the body cavities, the chest cavity, the head cavity, the toe cavity, for that matter. And then you can even add it all up in all the body systems, the overall circulatory system relative to the digestive system, the overall endocrine system relative to the lymphatic system, to the nervous system, to the respiratory and skeletal system. They all have overall frequencies. And then there's all the different brainwave frequencies. And then there's all the different morphogenetic frequencies. These are the non-local brains that control all the different organs and all the different parts of the body, morphogenetic fields. Then there's the quantum frequency. There's one quantum physicist that says, let's see, let me find it. Oh, I just had it here. Quantum physics, where'd it go? Oh, yeah, here we are. Here he says, subatomic neutrons, protons, and quarks are musical notes on a tiny little rubber bands or violin strings. And when you twang the rubber band, each of the subatomic particles change from one frequency to another, electron to neutrino. When you twang it enough, it can change into all the subatomic particles you see in the world. All the subatomic particles in our body are nothing but different notes on many little vibrating strings. Physics is the law of harmony of these notes in these vibrating strings. Chemistry is the melody that you play on these strings. The universe is a symphony of strings. The mind of God is the cosmic music resonating through the 11-dimensional hyperspace. That's from this quantum physicist, Macho Kaki. That's amazing, huh? It's all frequency. It's all one big symphony. Not to mention now the voice frequencies. I mean, you've got the key of your voice that you speak in. Here's the key that I speak in. That's the key I speak in. You have your natural toning frequency. It's generally the same note. And then there's the notes we speak and the songs we sing when we speak. You know, some people sing more or less different songs, and that's another frequency that's affecting your whole system. We also have all the different words that we speak that are affecting our system. And so those are the different frequencies within the words. So we can look at those. The frequency of our thoughts, even, are affecting our system. The frequency of our emotions, then we'll be looking at the frequency of each of the chakras and really get it pinned down. There's still already quite a few people that are starting to look at that, and there's different devices. Then we look at the frequency of the auras and really pin them down. But the ultimate is to pin down the frequency of your soul. Oh my God, when we get a device where we can find a person's soul frequency, then we've got it made. Because I really believe, and as you've probably heard on other radio programs, I really believe that your soul frequency is the home note of all of these frequencies we're talking about. You know, in the Genome Project, we actually have a submission section where you can submit, people can submit different ideas as to how the whole energy flows through all of the frequencies in the body. My first guess is that it's all based on your soul. And from the soul, all of the auras and all of the seven auras get the different frequencies from your soul frequency. They're all variations or relative musical intervals relative to your soul. The chakra frequencies are relative, or maybe even the same as the aura frequencies. The endocrine glands are directly frequency are frequencies that are directly related to the chakras. All of the organs are controlled by the hormones that come from the endocrine glands. Not only the hormones, but energetic frequencies. So all the organs are related to them musically. And then all of, from there, it gets really complex. I kind of OD at that point because I'm not a doctor or a biologist, you know. Though, but from there, it goes all the way down from the organs all the way down to the cells. And that seems to be the whole hierarchy. Now, so a lot of people talk about the heart being the main central frequency. But I think the soul is even a deeper frequency, that the heart is actually deferring to the frequency of the soul. Who knows? But goodness gracious, once we get this all figured out, oh my God, oh my God. What we can do with frequency to harmonize all the parts of the body back into their natural template of perfection will be quite profound, quite profound. And a lot of, you know, psychics and medical intuitives is exactly what they're doing. But when we can really pin it down, again, sounds silly, but it's true. We can put these frequencies in our iPhone and listen to them and and resonate ourselves back into harmony. And then ultimately, we'll be completely in harmony all the time, healthy, and able to have a higher state of consciousness all the time. Let's play the song Matrix Restore. This song is a quantum field with frequencies in it to restore the harmonic matrix within the whole body. So check this out. Matrix Restore. And hold that intention of restoring it yourself. Thank you. You can check out all of this information at geneom.com, geneom.com, and go into, that's actually the Sound Healing Research Foundation, but you'll see a link to actually check out the information. Ultimately, what I want to have is a whole graphic of the body, and you can click on any part of the body and see its relationship to any other part of the body and see where any research information came from and exactly how they did the research to really harmonize that part of the body. You know, there will be certain frequencies that are the same from person to person, like, as I mentioned, the material of the bones or the muscles, the material of the tendons and ligaments. So there's some things that are going to be very specific frequencies that will, when we resonate them into harmony, it will help create that flow. But then the rest of it's going to be a lot of combinations of frequencies. And so if you know anybody that is doing some research or you'd like to get involved in this, I mean, this is way beyond, way bigger than us here at the Institute. I mean, it's really, it's going to take on a life of its own very quickly. And but what's really interesting, I can tell you this, I've already come across quite a few people who are interested or have said that they've got research on the different frequencies within the body. And I told them that it's open source, you know, it's like for $30, everybody will can get the information completely. $30 a year, that is. And just about every one of them has said, oh, sorry, we can't share it. This is proprietary information. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, one day it should all be shared. All this information, and we're going to be getting a large amount of funding to do a large amount of this research ourselves. It's going to be shared with everybody. I think it's really crazy that there's so many treatments out there, and people say this is really cool. It's done this, so, you know, it can change your life, but they don't tell you precisely how the research was done, much less how many people the research was done on. You know, and in this field of sound healing right now, it's like there's no one agrees with anybody about anything. It's kind of crazy. That's why in the classes we often teach how to find it yourself. Because ultimately, when you can tune in yourself and find the frequencies of a cell that's off base, off frequency a little bit, or more commonly a cell that's just not humming, it's buzzing instead of humming. When you can find that yourself and you can then make the sound or connect to source and bring in source energy that automatically tunes everything to the divine template. That's the ultimate goal, to get to that point, you know. And it may be sooner than later. So check it out, the GeneOM Project. And, you know, may one day we get to the point where we can find your soul song and sing every part of your body back into harmony, into complete health. And the cool thing about complete health is it allows you to access higher states of consciousness, such as gratitude, compassion, love, joy, a direct connection with your soul, unimpeded by wayward frequencies, or ultimately a direct connection to source, that which we are. So again, our intention is, may we all get to a place where we're all 100% healthy all the time. Oh my God. Hold that thought into the evening, into the rest of the weekend, into the weeks ahead. Imagine not even having to hold the thought, but just being it in years ahead and even lifetimes ahead. And everybody 100% healthy. Oh my God. Thanks for listening. Take care.